Hello friends, this is Pastor Evangelist Robert Venable inviting you to stay tuned for this edition of Let's Talk About Jesus right here on WMAF. We always say that we are glad that you have joined us today, and we're glad to be part of the great company of people that God has called and sent forth to publish His Word. You know, the Bible said, "How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of them that bring good tidings and publish peace." Ah, friend, I've never looked at my feet as being anything special, but when I preach the gospel, proclaim the good news of Jesus, then the Bible said, this is something wonderful, this is something beautiful. Praise God. So I'm coming today in the name of Jesus Christ, not in the name of our affiliation. We are affiliated with Independent Assemblies of God International, and have been in good standing since 1974. And I appreciate this very respectable and evangelical organization that we are affiliated with, a Fellowship of Independent Ministries Worldwide. But I'm not coming today in the name of our organization or denomination. I'm coming today in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Hallelujah. So we believe that God's blessing is with us to proclaim the good news of Jesus to everyone who will hear, and to those that will heed that message. There is salvation assured for you today if you choose to make Jesus the Lord and Savior of your soul. I'm telling you, God will do everything that He has promised to do concerning His help now and our eternity with Him in the future. Praise God. Well, I'm getting ahead of myself, but we would like to invite you to stay tuned for this broadcast. If you don't know Jesus, would you please be our very special guest as we study the Word of God today? And I believe that these broadcasts are not just generally sent out and go out willy-nilly. I believe they are specifically sent for a purpose of God, known only to God and the people who receive it as such. But I believe the Lord is going to touch somebody today, distinctly and directly, because that's the kind of intimate, personal, purposeful God that He is. Hallelujah. So I don't believe in accidents when it comes to the work of the kingdom of God. I believe we're here together by divine appointment right here and right now for God's purpose in your life and mine to be realized. Hallelujah. And because of that, there's great power and potential that can be released towards your life and mine. So get ready to receive from God's Word and from His heart and His hand today. We're going to talk about how to pray no-so prayers. Hallelujah. How to pray no-so prayers. We've been talking about praying anyway, and we've been basing that teaching, series, on the Scripture in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 17, where it says, "Pray without ceasing." In other words, never, ever, ever give up on God by not praying. Never, ever, ever try to express your faith in Him and trust in Him without using this wonderful privilege and power of prayer to do so. Hallelujah. So one of the things we need to do is to pray in faith. For the Scripture teaches in the New Testament, whatsoever you ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. And the only way we can have that kind of faith is to pray the kind of prayers that God, hallelujah, can and will answer. It involves surrender to His will. It involves a heart to discover and obey His will. It involves not only acquiescence to His will, but a commitment to obey, amen, His will in our heart and in our life. But I'm telling you, faith explodes in that kind of an atmosphere, because we know that we know that we know that God is going to answer. Hallelujah. Well, if you have your Bible, please turn to Psalm 66 verses 16 through 20 today. We'd like to invite you to our website. If you would like to come, type in The Holy Church of God. The Holy Church of God. And it will take you to the Holy Church of God right here in Tampa, Florida. And Robert Venable, V as in Victor, E-N-A-B-L-E. If you type in that, it'll probably take you to the same place, because we have a footprint on the web among the millions of different websites. There is a clear footprint of the Holy Church of God. We've been on the web for 11 years, been in ministry going on our 40th year, and God has privileged us to be able to use the media to the fullest extent that we can to get the good news of Jesus to every state in the United States and potentially to every nation in the world. As WMAF streams 24 hours a day, this broadcast included, it goes anywhere in the United States, anywhere in the world that anyone is connected to the World Wide Web. So if you want to be a media missionary and you feel like this station and this broadcast would be a blessing to someone for not only their instruction biblically, but their entertainment and inspiration, classic country, classic gospel. Amen. We have nothing like this in this big metropolitan area of Tampa where our church is. There's no station like this. This is a very special station in that it plays country that is the classic country music. It plays gospel music, classic southern gospel and quartet music. You can't get it here in Tampa anywhere. So you have a blessing right there in Madison and North Florida in this station, and we appreciate being part of the broadcast family. Amen. Now, if you have your Bible, you've turned to Psalm 66, verses 16 through 20. It says, "Come near, all ye that fear God, and I will declare what He has done for my soul." Now, he's talking about answered prayer. If God is moving in someone's life, they are praying, God is answering. This is the formula. This is the avenue. This is the way God has designed for our faith to work. Listen carefully. "Come near, all ye that fear the Lord, and I will declare what He hath done for my soul. I cried unto Him with my mouth, and He was extolled with my tongue. Now if I regard," he says in verse 18, "iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. But verily He hath heard me, and He hath attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God that hath not turned away my prayer, nor His mercy from me." Praise God. Amen. He come near, he said, "I want to tell you what the Lord has done for me." And verse 17 says, "I cried to Him with my mouth. He was extolled with my tongue." Hallelujah. And verse 20 said, "He heard my prayer. He attended," in verse 19, "to the voice of my prayer." God listens when we are right with Him. Amen. And we pray according to His will. We have a God who hears when we pray. God has a personal interest in answering your prayer. Hallelujah. Because He is a God who loves you enough that He gave His Son, that you might be right with Him, that you might be in a position that He can father you. He can cover you. He can help you. He can heal you. He can lift you out of depression. He can deliver you from change of habits and sinful habits and darkness. God is a mighty God, and He is a prayer answering God. I heard a delightful story not too awful long ago about a little boy who prayed earnestly, but he didn't get exactly what he wanted. But at least he believed that God was a prayer-answering God. This is what he said. He said, "I prayed for a boa constrictor, but I did not get one because Mom is afraid of snakes. And she's been praying a lot longer than I have." Amen. Amen. There's no doubt that this little guy had faith that God listens when we pray. Even though he didn't get the desired answer, he knew that God listens when we pray, that He is a prayer answering God. And that's what David is addressing here. He said, I want you to come and listen. I've got a testimony. I've got something I want to tell you. Amen. I want to declare to you what He's done for my soul. And not only was he declaring what God had done for him, but the reason and how it came about is because he prayed and God answered. You see, David praised God for hearing his prayer and helping him. Psalm 28, verse 6 and 7 brings this out beautifully, because he said, blessed be the Lord, because he hath heard the voice of my supplications. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song I will praise him. Ah, friend, when Christians begin to see answers to their prayers, there's always joyful praise and worship ascending to God's throne. Amen. Hallelujah. There's a scripture in Psalm that said, blessed are the people that know the joyful sound. There's something about being right with God, but being subservient to His will, that praying, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, and seeing those kind of prayers answered, hallelujah, that brings joy in the congregation, joy in the camp. Praise God. David said, my heart greatly rejoices because he's heard the voice of my supplications. Hallelujah. Become my strength and my shield. See, David praised God for hearing his cry and delivering him. In Psalm 34, beginning with verse 3 and verse 4, it says, O magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together. I sought the Lord, and He heard me. So when we're talking about seeking God, it is vital that we understand that it involves being in a position to pray and praying, because we have that privilege and that power with Him. Hallelujah. Amen. I sought the Lord and He heard me and delivered me from all of my fears. Verse 6 says, this poor man cried and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his troubles. And verse 7 says, the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. In other words, God's resources to the covenant people of ancient Israel were all about them. So prayer wasn't trying to get a God who was unconcerned to take notice of their need, but a God who had already prepared to answer their prayers, waiting for them to express their faith and dependence, their trust and confidence, by simply crying out to Him, praying to Him. You see, prayer honors God. That's why God honors prayer. You can say the same of faith. Faith honors God. That's why God honors faith. So David's knowledge that God listens when we pray gave him the grace to wait for the answer, to continue to believe, to continue to trust in Him, to continue to pray. Psalm 40 and verse 1 said, I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me and heard my cry. I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me and heard my cry. Isn't that amazing that He's waiting patiently, but He's persistent and consistent in prayer? Amen. While waiting, He continually prayed because He knew God is listening. There's a scripture that said, in the old covenant, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles, run and not be weary, walk and not faint. And when we think of the word wait, as we understand it in the context of the 21st century, in our vernacular, we think of taking a number. I was in a public supermarket and it was time for supper, and people were buying sandwich meat, and I had to take a number. And I had to be patient and wait until they got around to me. The word wait in the Hebrew tongue that was used in that scripture, they that wait upon the Lord, is a unique word. It is different from taking a number and just sitting down and, you know, as we used to say, if God wants to do it, He'll do it. If He don't, He won't. And I'm just supposed to sit here and see what He's got, what He decides. No, no. It is a seeking of the Lord in prayer. It is active. It is not complacent. It is an active thing to wait upon the Lord. Because that word wait in the Hebrew means from the root word to bind together by twisting. To bind together by twisting. It means there is consistent activity occurring. And there's something about praying like that, that God has not only ordained, but that He honors. This is the way that we are to express our faith toward Him. It is very clear in the New Testament that the supreme issue to get an answer to our prayer is not faith alone, but rather to discover and to pray in the will of God. If we ask anything according to His will, we're going to read that in just a moment. Faith explodes and faith expands. But before we get into this part of the scripture, I just want to back up a minute and say that we are to pray without ceasing. We are to seek. We're to ask. We're to knock. And as it is written, in the way that it is written in the New Testament, where Jesus said, "Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you." For everyone that asks, that way receives. Everyone that seeks, that way finds. And everyone that prays that way gets an answer to prayer, literally. In the actual Greek that it was written in, it is in the sense of continuance. Ask and keep on asking. That doesn't mean to ask as if He hadn't heard us. We know that He hears us when we come to Him in this confident faith. But listen, it means to ask as an expression of our faith that He is listening. Praise God. He will answer in His time and in His wisdom. But listen, He wants us to utilize our faith, to be active in our pursuit of Him, to ask and keep on asking. Seek and keep on seeking. Knock and keep on knocking. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. He taught the principle. Jesus taught the principle of importunity. He taught a parable about a man who went to bed, shut his door, blew out the candles and the lamps, and got in bed for the night. And there came a knock on his door. His neighbor had company come and didn't have enough bread to provide a meal for them. And he says, "What do you want?" And he said, "I need bread. I have neighbors come and to feed, and visitors to feed, and I have no bread to feed them." He said, "Well, we're in bed. Come back tomorrow." Guess what? He kept on knocking. And after he kept on knocking, the guy said, "You know, the way to get him to quit knocking is not to tell him to come back tomorrow, but to just get up and give him the bread." Amen. And Jesus said, because of his importunity, because of his continual seeking, because of his continual knocking, hallelujah, he got an answer. And there's something about faith, the way God has ordained that we use faith in prayer, that we come before Him and we take a hold of the horns of the altar and we hold on. I saw some answers to prayer, and I gave a testimony to it, like David is talking about, some mighty answers to prayer. And someone asked me the question, "What did you do differently? How did you pray differently than your normal everyday prayer life, that these answers begin to come and God begin to intervene like He did?" And we saw the supernatural occur to bring these answers. And I could only think of two things to put it in simple terms. There was an increase in the fervency and the frequency of prayer. An increase in the fervency and the frequency of prayer. The Bible said the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. There's something about praying with passion and persistence. Hallelujah. Amen. I increased the frequency of prayer. I prayed more often, more frequently, more fervently. And it's something about the sincerity mixed with our faith that God is listening. A friend of mine, the devil will work against you as sure as I'm speaking to you today. You set yourself to pray, he will do everything to discourage you, everything to distract you, because he's trying to defraud you out of that answer that God has promised and provided in the context of his will and eternal purpose. God is ready, I believe, to hear and answer the cry of his people. You know what he said to ancient Israel? If my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked way, I will hear from heaven, and I will heal their land. Glory be to God. God said, I'm here. I am ready to move. If my people will pray like I told them to pray, and like I've ordained that they pray, we're going to see things that we have never seen before occur. And we're going to see God distinguish his name. Praise God. Amen. The Bible said, who has a God like their God of ancient Israel? When they were right with him, prayers began to be answered. The supernatural began to occur as God came through, and the nations around them recognized that who has a God like their God? Who has a God like our God? A God so nigh them in all that they call upon him for. It was answered prayer that distinguished God as the true and living God and distinguished those covenant people as his children, his people. Praise God. Hallelujah. Friend of mine, I don't know about you, but I'm stirred today to pray. And I'm fought on that. The enemy knows the power of it. He understands the power of our intercession, of our supplications, of our petitions. He knows God is a prayer answering God. And he knows when God is ready to send that answer, that there's nothing in his power, nothing in the netherworld, none of his minions and demons can stop that answer from coming. He has only one alternative, and that is to distract, discourage, and defraud us from the power and privilege that we have as God's children of praying unto him. I believe I'm speaking to somebody today that's given up on prayer, and by giving up on prayer, it is tantamount to saying, I'm giving up on God. And friend of mine, you just can't give up on God, because I'll tell you, God hasn't given up on you. God doesn't give up on people, as long as there's something in that heart that says, Lord, I really need you. I really want you. I really wish I could feel you, could have faith in you, could believe in you. God can work with that. God will help our unbelief, like the scripture said. He will help us with our doubts, our fears, but he needs our trust in him. Praise God. And I pray that somebody today is going to take back a hold of the horns of the altar. And if you prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed until you're all prayed out, I pray that you'll pray again. I pray that you'll pray more fervently and more frequently than you've ever prayed before. Because I believe that what the old timers used to say is true to this day. When God wants to do something big, he sets his people a-praying. Amen. Come on, minister friends of mine, colleagues and brothers in arms. Amen. I'll tell you today, amen, we are called to give ourselves to prayer and then ministry of the Word according to the New Testament. And friend of mine, I believe if we will saturate our sermons with prayer, saturate our church people with prayer, wrap them up in prayer, hallelujah, I believe we're going to see God move in people that have just kind of been like old dead wood. Ah, but when fire, you know what you want? If you want to start a big fire, don't go get this wood saturated by all these Florida rains that we've been having. Go find you some dry wood and strike a match to it and watch the blaze come up. I believe there's hope. I believe there's help. I believe that a revival can come to our nation with all of its sin and all of its pollution and perversion. I believe a Holy Ghost, God-sent revival can come to America. I believe it can come to our church, your church. I believe it can come to individual Christians right where you are today. And I believe prayer is going to bring the manifestation of God. Something about prayer. I can't go on much further. Our time is fleeting. But I believe somebody is going to pray again. Somebody is going to lay hold of the horns of the altar. Somebody is going to touch the heart of God and see the hand of God move. Hallelujah. And I believe someone is listening to this broadcast today that doesn't know Christ is your Savior. And there is a prayer that He's bending down to listen, to hear you pray. And if He hears this prayer, and we know He listens for this prayer, the Bible said it'll come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And I believe God is waiting to hear you call upon His name. And say, Father, in the name of Jesus, forgive me. Forgive me my sins that I've committed against you. I can't change my life, but I want to change in my life. I can't change who I am and what I've done, but I can change my mind about continuing down this road. And today, I put my faith in the finished work of Christ at Calvary. Wash me in the blood of the Lamb. Set me free from the tyranny of Satan and from the destructive end that sin is going to bring. Save me. I cry unto you. I repent of my sin. Save my soul. When you pray that prayer, all hell cannot hold you back. No devil or demon can stop you because they can't stop God from answering that prayer. You can come out of the prison house and you can be set free today in the name of Jesus Christ and for the glory and the honor of our great, glorious, gracious God. Call on Him today. Call on Him today and be saved. And you that are discouraged, disillusioned, you've read all these biblical promises and all of this trouble continues to befall you. Don't give up on God. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, mount up with wings as eagles, run and not be weary, walk and not faint. Today, call upon Him. Today, begin to reestablish a dialogue with Him, a relationship with Him of trust. Ah, David said, I waited patiently. And the Lord heard me and delivered me from all of my fears. Well, friend, we love you. Our time is gone. Would you come back next week and let's talk about Jesus. Mm-hmm.